Hi, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy and righteous name, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Grateful as well as thankful, for the Lord is good. He is so good. He has been so good. All right, this is the last Thursday of November of 2024, the last Thursday of November of 2024, which is Thanksgiving again. Good morning again. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. May the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow to you. May the blessings of the Lord make it rich. One translation says, bringeth wealth, and you will not have to pain and toil for. So let's believe today is the day of Thanksgiving. Thanks, praise, and honor, and glory. Very grateful for it. I remember when I was going to school, and we used to make these turkeys, and then we had these little weaving baskets with all types of fruit coming out of it, and we used to get up and give thanks to something, thanks to God for something that he has done for us throughout the year. Thanksgiving was when you was created in America, when the harvest is that everyone would bring their harvest before the Lord, and they'll bring their harvest to give thanks for God has blessed them for the harvest, and that he will bless them for the remaining and for the upcoming year. And they would give thanks for it. Philippians said, in all things to give thanks. Thanksgiving is a time when you show God gratitude of thanksgiving for the things that he has blessed you with and blessed you for. Very grateful for, Lord have mercy, for all that God has done for me. I'm very thankful for this year. Very grateful in what he is doing and what he's going to do. My brothers and sisters, it's good to give God some thanks, give him some praise when it comes to the things of God that he has blessed you with. So very grateful for it. I want to look at a couple of scriptures real quick. Believe in God for we're getting better. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 real quick, verse 10, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Increase the fruit of your righteousness. Increase the fruit of your righteousness. So we're looking at, he's going to multiply your seed sown. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. 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 And she was in bitterness of her soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass that she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. So I want to show that God can multiply your seed sown, even a seed on credit. Even a seed on credit. But let me read this next scripture before I actually take off into this. this morning. Ecclesiastes. So let's look at Ecclesiastes. And let's believe God today for something. Chapter 10, Ecclesiastes chapter 10. That's going to be at the Proverbs. Ecclesiastes. I believe that God wants to, he wants to bless you. He wants to do incredible things for you. But you're going to have to believe that God is faithful concerning his promises. So it's very clear to me that when we believe God, we believe him, we'll start seeing incredible things take place in our life and see God do some supernatural thing. But we got to believe him. We got to believe that God can do exactly what he promised he can do. But I think sometimes believing God for what he promised and believing God what he can do is different in what we really go. I'm just going to go because of time. So he was talking about it here in Ecclesiastes. He was talking about making a vow to God. When you make a vow, you know, you got to keep the vow. You got to honor the vow. You got to don't forget that you made a vow unto God. So it's better, you know, to make a not make a vow than make a vow and keep it to that. In other words, when you make a vow to God, you got to remember it. So let's look at the text to the place today is that I want you to believe God that he's going to multiply your seed sown. He's going to multiply your seed sown. He's going to cause you to get wealth, get prosperity without pain, without sorrow. So in order to do that, you got to believe. You got to believe. People don't believe the Bible. The only thing they believe about the Bible is going to heaven. They don't believe the prosperity of the Bible. They don't believe that God can heal and make wealthy. They don't believe that God can do supernatural in their life. That they just don't believe, but they believe they can go to heaven. I mean, it's hard for me to believe in a place that I can't see versus I can't believe that he can do the things on earth that he said he can do for me. So I believe that God is going to do incredible things today. So I want to take a moment to ask the question, do you really believe the Bible? Do you believe some of it, parts of it, or all of it? Do you believe the Bible? I believe all of it. I believe it from Genesis to Revelation, all in between, all it is. I believe in it. So on this Thanksgiving Day, the anointing that Hannah had, God didn't hear her because of her tears. He didn't hear her because of her complaint. He didn't hear her because of her crying, and because he heard her because of her vow. She vowed, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you. I will give him back to you. If you give him to me, I give him back to you. So in other words, she vowed a seed. She vowed a seed. She vowed a seed, and she was expecting a harvest. So God gave her what she vowed. She vowed it, and God gave it to you. You know, some people make vows, and they forget that they made a vow. They say they was going to pay first fruit and never paid it. That's making a vow and didn't keep it. They say, God, if you get me out of trouble, I will do this and do that. Then God get them out of trouble, and they don't never do what they said. Say, God, if you just touch my body, I do right. God touched the body, and then all of a sudden, they don't do right. You know, they make so many vows, and a lot of times the vows are made because circumstance and situation that a person is faced with. So I look at the day of Thanksgiving is that I want to be thankful, but I don't want to tell a lie. I want to be thankful, but I don't want to tell a lie. So I want to be thankful, but I don't want to tell a lie. I want to be able to be truthful with God, honest with God, so that God can do what he promised he's going to do when it comes to my life, my ministry, my family, my mind. I don't want to lose my body. I want to be what God promised me I can be. So let's believe God this morning that we can see supernatural. I don't know about you, but I believe that supernatural is going to take. Going to be supernatural things going to take place this morning. So I want to be able to do that. I don't know about you, but let's take a few people this morning. I'm going to unmute the line. And, you know, today is also Thursday, where we also give a Thursday offering. But I don't. We can be able to give God thanks for some things, and also we can give our offering this morning to be able to be thankful for. And I don't know about you, man, but I believe that bigger and better is going to take place the duration of my life, the duration of me living. God's going to perform miracles and blessings in my life. And I don't believe God is giving miracles and blessings to make sorrow. I just don't believe. I believe that he's doing miracles and blessings to do bigger and better things in life. So we got to believe that. We got to believe and receive today. So let's unlock. All right. The lines are open. If you're not talking, you can mute the line so you don't. We don't hear nothing. We don't need to hear on the line. So. So if you're not talking. All right, thank you. What are you thankful for? What are you believing God for? And the seed sown is the seed grown. You can't get a harvest without a seed. So let's do that today. Let's be thankful with a Thanksgiving seed today that God has blessed you throughout all the year. Let's do that, and we can also receive our offering at this time. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
This is Brent. I think that I'm being thankful for God waking me up this morning to see another day. You
God,
know,
thank you for praying
for me. You hear me,
Isaac? Yeah, I hear you, Mary. Everybody, okay. Can you mute your phone yourself? Somebody's driving. Can you mute your phone? I don't want to mute the whole line, but I might have to. Thank you. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay, I thank God for waking my family up and me as well up this morning to see another Thanksgiving of 2024. Thanks for all the healing and blessing he's doing in my family life and mine as well. And my fee would be $225.
Amen. All right. Anybody else giving this morning and also being thankful for, you know, it's just good to be able to give thanksgiving unto the Lord.
This is Prophetess Copeland, and I'm thankful for life this morning. I'm trusting God to continue with complete healing of my body, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. My offering today is
100. Thank you.
Good morning. This
morning.
Is Sandy. I'm thankful for the whole year. I'm thankful for everything that God has done for me. And I am thankful that situations in my life are not the same as they were the year before. And I just thank you for God turning around situations on my job and in me. And my fee today is $50.
made another year too, around the sun, Hussein.
Say that again?
So you made it another year around the sun.
Yes. Thank you, God.
All right.
This is Mama Sue, and I am thankful for God, number one, for you and your wife. I'm thankful to God for my family that is growing better. I'm thankful to God that my daughters are healing. And I'm praying to God that they all come closer and closer together. And I give 45.
You say 45?
25.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Archbishop, may I say especially for my grandson? I'm sorry, I forgot to put that in there. It's incarcerated. Thank you.
All right, anybody else, Stephen?
Sorry, Bishop, this is Frank. I thank God for blessing my family, make it through the year, healing, growth, and let me see bigger picture through him, and my seat will be $25.
All right. Amen. Anybody else giving?
Good morning. This is Tamika. I'm reading myself.
Morning.
Good morning. This is Tamika. I am thankful for my life. I'm thankful for my family and my church family, and my seat is $30.
All right. Hey, this is Senior Prophet. I'm thankful for my family, for God giving me the life, health, and strength. I'm thankful for every opportunity that God is doing in my life, and my seat is $25. All right. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Shatara. I am so grateful for just everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I am more appreciative this year, I think, than I have been of just what God has done for me and my family. And my seat today is $25.
Anybody else give? We are in weeks of 2024. Anybody else giving?
Good morning. This is Maya. I'm thankful for everything that God has done, everything that He will do. And my seat is 20.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else giving?
This is Brenda. I thank God for waking me up this morning, giving me the strength to take care of my special child. I thank God for keeping her alive. Thank you for our help and strength. Keep me in my right mind. Give me the will and the strength to continue to take care of him. And I thank God for saving my grandson. He in prison. I thank God for all he has done for him, delivering him, saving him, teaching him how to repent and trust God in everything. And my seed is $30.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Chati. I'm thankful and grateful for growth. I'm thankful for peace of mind. I'm thankful for Power Safe family, my own family, and I'm thankful for everybody being able to see God moving and working, and us knowing that going into the next year that we won't be where we are this year. I'm just thankful for the growth all the way around, and my seed is 35.
All right. Anybody else giving? Give thanks. Anybody else giving? All right. We're about halfway with the people on the line giving today. Very grateful. Anybody else before we close out? Anybody else giving? Is it?
Come on, AB.
Morning.
Yeah, Bishop Elect, I'm just grateful and thankful for my health and my strength and what God done for me and my family. I'm just grateful. I'm very, very grateful. Yeah, you know, people's doing 125.
All right. Anybody else giving? All right. My offering is regular offering 100, and our Thanksgiving offering is 100, so total 200 for today, because regular offering, and today is Thanksgiving, so Thanksgiving offering is 100. So anybody else giving today? Anybody else giving today? You give and change your living. He that won't give won't live in the favor of God. That's facts. Care how much you cry, how much you pray, how much sometimes you got to give your way out of that. Even when it comes to circumstance, I mean, if you're going to sow a seed, give, even when it comes to legal stuff, I made a deal with the United States government years ago, back in 97, I believe it was, 97, 98. I made a deal with the United States government. They had overpaid me some money. And I spent it too. They overpaid me. It was a blessing. Glory to God. For that time, it was good. But I knew I shouldn't have spent it. But so I made a deal that I would repay the money back. I had already started repaying the money back. And they dropped all the charges off me. I was repaying the money back. And I gave God, I'll never forget, a $17,000 CPA offering. I gave a $17,000 CPA offering. I wrote a check and gave God a $17,000 CPA offering. And 2 weeks later, I get a letter from the U.S. District Attorney, and they say all charges have been dropped and the debt has been canceled. They canceled the debt. They dropped all the charges. What I'm saying is that seeds giving also changes what God do in the spirit, in the natural. Supernatural thing happened. I mean, it's seen. I seen folk that they was looking at, man, 5-10 years, and they gave the gift, the seed. That they sold, it changed the platform of the situation. I mean, I know we want to do it natural way, but sometimes you need the supernatural to get involved when it comes to legal things. And, you know, God has really graced us with a legal anointing. You know, it's something about one thing that I did was I didn't say I didn't do it because I knew I did. I knew I grabbed the money. I knew I took the money. I knew I spent the money. I knew I did. So I couldn't lie because I need God to get involved, and God can't get involved in a lie. But he can get involved with truth, and let every man be a truth, and let God be truth and every man a lie. So, but you don't want to be known as a lying to a situation. You want the truth, and it got to be honest with you. If not, you know, that thing come back and bite you. It'll bite you where you don't want to be bitten at. So I want to be able to, I said that because I heard a couple of folks, you know, on the line this morning about a grandchild incarcerated. And God can change that situation. And I know he can change it. I'm talking about federal charges. I'm not talking about local, but even local charges. I've seen folk get charges locally get dismissed. When they obeyed and they sowed a seed towards that thing. I've seen people get out of state prison without they had life without the possibility of parole, and they did. They got out, and they're out today. I've seen God do supernatural things when it comes to with the legal system, but you got to believe your giving can change your living. So I said that because, you know, some did, you know, it just perked with me this morning when I heard, you know, people crying out concerning their grandchildren and incarcerated. God can free them. The angels can get involved, whether he bring them out the front door or bring them out the front gate. However he do it, he's God. He can do it. You got to believe that he can, and he can do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. But you got to remember, they got to keep the vow. They got to keep the vow. I seen God get a boy. I mean, out of prison, man. The boy, man, he had 2-3 charges on him, and he got out, came to church 2-3 times, didn't come to church no more. He back in prison now. I mean, he back in prison because he didn't keep his vow. You know, you got to honor your vows. The vows is you got to honor it. When Hannah had the baby got old enough to walk, potty training. She brought him to the temple. Said, okay. I promised God this boy. Here he is. Dropped them all. Then God opened a womb, gave him about 4 or 5 more kids that she was able to get. She kept a vow. A lot of times, you got to remember what you're vowing when you vow. Don't forget what you say you're going to do when it comes to making a vow. So I'm getting ready to go, let you go. But I wanted to throw that out there, put it out there. Don't forget your vow. Don't forget your vow. If you say you're going to do something with somebody and you promise you're going to do it, do what you say you're going to do. Keep your word. If your word ain't no good, you ain't no good. You ain't no better than the words that come out your mouth. If you speak lies, you speak deceit, that's what you are. I don't care how much you say you God and you're holy and you're right. You're not. You're being deception, you're being deceiving. And you can't do that. You got to honor your word and do what you say. I want to be clear, and I want to be very clear. You know, when you don't do what you say, people are going to have a hard time dealing with you anymore. They're not going to deal with you anymore. And you know, you think people, God is the same way. You make vows to him. You think you're getting away. You're not getting away. So remember that. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that. You got to make the vow. You got to make the vow. You got to make a vow. Hey, Tanja, and I'm finna go. I ain't been in church all week. Tanja.
Yes.
What was your oldest son? What kind of years he was looking at?
A lot of years. He had 7 charges.
Yeah, how many?
7.
7 charges?
Yes.
Yeah. What you do? I mean, you did it. I didn't do it.
I sold.
How often did you sew?
I saw someone. Every time I got paid, every 2 weeks.
You were giving like crazy. And what they start doing? What happened?
They started dropping charges. They're dropping charges. Started just fell off.
The charges start dropping off.
Yep.
It went from 7. Was it 2?
He dropped down to 2.
Dropped down to 2 charges?
Yes,
and 7 charges. He was looking at, was it 20-some years, I believe?
Ooh, a long time, yeah.
A long time? He was going to be gone a long time.
Gun charges, drug charges. They had videos. They had everything. He was guilty of everything they charged him with.
He was guilty, yeah.
He was guilty of everything. They had evidence. It was there.
The evidence was there.
Yep, so every 2 weeks.
I saw it. To see him come out.
That's right.
So, you know.
God did it.
Yeah, but it took some seed to get that boy out of jail. And he only did 2 years when he was looking at, he was looking at some heavy year. And then God put him in a favor place too. He got put in low key. But it was called forgiving. Sometimes it takes a seed, man. It takes a seed that can trigger the Spirit of God to start covering. Because you need God to work on miracle. And that's where they work it. That'll work it for you. All right, that's it. Anything else? Anybody else giving this morning before I close the line? All right. Go ahead, woman of God. Pray over our seed today.
Father God, we just want to say thank you for this day, God. A day that we've never seen before, God, but this is the day, God, that you have released life into us, God, and we're grateful and thankful for today. Father God, I thank you for the giver today, God, and I pray today, God, wherever it is that they're believing you for, God, no matter how the situation may look, God, they keep their faith and their word in you, God. Lord, I pray today, God, that there's a fresh anointing, God, that your people receive and believe in you today, God. And God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we bless your holy name today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Appreciate you, folks. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Again, happy Thanksgiving to all. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord smile on you. Y'all have a great day today. And go enjoy, folks. I mean, enjoy family, enjoy friends. Just have a great day today, all right? Be thankful. All right, have a great day, everybody.